Rulers come in different size and shape, platform and messages. Some will directly become a dictator, saying that I will manipulate, I will control, and I will grab on to everything that I have, and you are my subject. While others will smartly hide behind nicely packaged revolution, propaganda, words, or politics, or whatever they can do to quote-unquote influence their followers. But at the end of the day, the one thing that rulers have in common is that they want control. They want to control the populace, the voices, as well as their followers, so that people dependent on them. They have this desire to be needed, to be important, and to feel like they are the center of the universe. Many rulers are so full of themselves that they're willing to grab on to power or to do everything that they can to destroy their enemies at all costs so that they remain in control. Rulers have control issues. But yet, today, we at Catholics celebrate the solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe, and he is a different type of rulers. Salvation history teaches us that Christ came to live like us in all things but sin, and in ultimate of time, he gave up his own life at expiation for our sin. He died on the cross for us to show us what it means to be loved by God. And Christ shows us what it means to lay down one life for the people that you love. Christ teaches us that he came not to be in control, but to love us until the very end. My brothers and sisters, Christ is not only the King of the universe because he is God, he is also the King of our heart because he loves us until the very end. Through the power and working of the Holy Spirit in the fullness of time, Christ came and gave his life for us so that we can be redeemed and saved from our own sinfulness and the enslavement to this world, the enslavement to evil, the enslavement to sin, to be free and to live as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. In the fullness of time, Christ laid down his life for us to show what it means to be loved by the shepherd who never abandoned his sheep, the king who never abandoned his subject, and the one who loved us until the very end. My brothers and sisters, which rulers in this world are willing to die for their subjects? Will our president? Will our generals? Will the media influencers? Will the politicians? Or will the people who want control do any of that? The answer is no. We find that only in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, salvation history teaches us every time we read the scriptures and every time we study our faith that we are the only religion in this world where we are being taught that God is ever faithful to us. God is the only one who pursued us, even when we stray away from him, abandoned him, rejected him, ignored him, and push him aside. God continued to pursue us and love us until the very end, entering into covenant with us, calling us back, and ultimately showed us that he loves us until the very end. And that's why at each and every Mass, after the institution of the Eucharist, when bread and wine are being transformed, transubstantiated into the body and blood of Christ, the priest will say the mystery of faith, Mysterium Fidei, and the congregation have three choices to respond, but the ones that we all know and use the most is that we say, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. His death taught us that we're loved by God. is real. Real love. That God loved us and He gave Himself up for us. Professing His resurrection, saying that we're no longer enslaved by sins or manipulated or controlled by the things of this world. We are truly free. Free to live as children of God, our Heavenly Father, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, to be transformed to be more Christ-like each day. We know who we are, who we belong to, and who we are going. We are the people of the resurrection. And we do all of this in proclaiming His death, knowing that how much He loved us, professing His resurrection, truly understanding that we are free and we live this life until He comes again. Our faith teaches us that Christ will come again at the general resurrection, at the second coming. And we don't know that day, but He will come again either that day or we shall come to Him when our life on earth is finished, when our last day here on earth is marked, and when we see Him again. And until that happens, my brothers and sisters, we should bear upon ourselves the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and profess His resurrection in our life of prayer, in our life of worship, in our words, our action, our everything. My brothers and sisters, this is exactly what St. Paul said in the second reading today, that we are the people of the resurrection. We are no longer being enslaved, manipulated, controlled by politician, by some type of government, or by any influencers that want us to depend on them. We do the right things. We do what is right and what is just in order to build a society after God's own heart. We do all these things so that we can care for our brothers and sisters and for all creation, because we're called to a life of stewardship, a life of care, a life of love, dying to ourselves. We do all this thing because Christ has taught us what it means to truly love, not because we want to become political, not because we want power, not because we want influence, not because we want money, not because we want control, not because we want the things of this world. We do all these things because Christ hath loved us. He hath died for us, and through His resurrection, He hath set us free. We are free people, so that we are no longer being enslaved by this world, by its lies, by its power, or by anything else. We are free to live as children of God through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. So, my brothers and sisters, I ask you today, as I end my homily, several questions. If someone sees us today, will they see the life of Christ in us and through us? Will our words and our actions reflect Christ? And will we radiate His love toward others? Or will we continue to preach ourselves and continue to preach our politics, or continue to expect people to focus on us, and we cannot let go of control? Who are we living for? Are we living for Christ, or are we living for ourselves and the things of this world? Who or what is manipulating us, telling us? Will we have life in Him, or do we hopelessly, joylessly, and blindly follow the things of this world? Who is grabbing onto us? Who is controlling us? Who is telling us each day? If we do not belong to Christ, we will forever be agitated, frustrated, angry, negative, and hopeless, because the things of this world constantly change and want us to become dependent on them. Only Christ teaches us that the good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. The king loved his subject until the very end. And we ourselves, my brothers and sisters, are loved by God, that He gave His life for us. So through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you and I die to ourselves, die to this world, so that Christ, the King of the universe, is also the King of our heart. And at each and every Eucharist, we are being reminded, my brothers and sisters, that we are the people of the resurrection. We are the people that are truly free, because we embrace the death of Christ in us, because we know how much he loves us and how free we are in him. And we live this life until he comes again. My brothers and sisters, may the peace of Christ be with you, and may you and I always come to Mass and live our life of faith with joy, with hope, and with love, so that we are no longer being controlled, manipulated, or beaten down by the things of this world or by someone else, but we are truly free to live in him and to allow the King of the universe teach us what it means to love by laying down our lives to others. And to know who we are, beloved sons and daughters, disciples and instruments that bring peace to others as well.